Okay, we had a question from Sister Marwa from the United Arab Emirates. She says the water we're using, the one that has been provided, she said we found some smell in this water. It wasn't really pure water, so thus we added some disinfectant, some chemicals to clean this water. She says my husband says now we've added this disinfectant, it may be clean, but we can't use it for salah. Like you said, it's not taha, it's not pure. She's saying, where do we lie here? Are we allowed to use this water?
There are two terms. There is one which is tahir, means pure. Means I can use it as far as consumption. Like drinking juice, it is tahir. Any tahir can be consumed as far as eating or drinking. But if we're talking about what is required to lift and remove the impurities, whether the minor or the major, what would be fit as a water to be used to lift the major janaba or the minor janaba for ghusl or wudu, there is another term for that which is tahur. So, al-ma, which is required for al-tahara, should be tahir in itself, and tahur, meaning mutahhir, could be used to lift the janaba if it has been used for wudu or ghusl. And for such water, it must maintain three traits or criterions. The first one is the taste, and the second is the color. The taste, the color, and the smell. If the water is missing any of these three qualities, then this water is not tahur. It could be tahir. It could be used for drinking, for cooking, but not for wudu. But we stated about the smell, the color, and the taste. We didn't specify what taste should it have, what color, and what smell. Tasteless, colorless, and odorless. Then if the water smells still the sewage, because sometimes the main source of water is the sewage, they purify it, then it comes to us as water which is palatable. It could be even used for cooking, for drinking. In this case, it's okay. You may use it. The sister mentioned that the water is being sweetened or naturalized. It's coming from the sea. If this is the case, sister, even if it is not being treated, the water which is coming from the sea is tahir wa tahur, mutahhiru li ghayri. It can be used for purification right away, even if it's salty water. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the sea water. He said, huwa tahuru ma'uhu. الحل ميتته. That's the term that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have used, tahur, meaning can be used for further purification. Its water is tahur, and its dead is lawful to consume. We're talking about the fish and whatever comes out of the seas or the oceans. So if you're addressing the sea water, or the ocean water, or the gulf water, the salt water, right away even without treatment, it is tahir and tahur. But if you're talking about water from any other source which has a smell or has a color different than the regular water color, which is colorless of course, or it has a taste that you can find, a taste different than the water taste which should be tasteless, then this water may be tahir, but I cannot use it for further purification.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.